Episode 3069, Restart and Retrain.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I cannot believe, actually, it's already midweek, and that means it's Wellness Wednesday. Yes, and I want you to live as healthy as you can. Why? Because you're a living legacy. Yes, you are, my friend, and God's got something greater planned for you. So it's time to restart and retrain. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSED newsletter. The Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, well, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm exhausted. Why? Because, yes, I'm traveling, and I'm traveling by choice. I met my daughters playing with my grandson. Actually, no, I'm playing with paint. I am painting a house right now. And I know it sounds crazy, but you know, the second little grandbaby's on the way and we have to prepare. So we're going to make a way. Anyway, so I'm telling you this right now. I am recording this at O Dark 100 very early in the morning on Wednesday. So I'm going to be honest with you because you know I am all the time. I'm a little tired. I've been around a few fumes and we're going hardcore, real and raw. No edits. We're just doing this. So you're going to get all of it. So are you ready in for a ride? Okay, let's do this. Well, you know, it's interesting. We go through our life thinking, you know, oh, I want to look a certain way. And then if you're blessed to have children, whether it's biological, adoption, surrogate, it doesn't matter. But you have kids. You could foster kids. You could mentor kids. Let me tell you, when you have kids in your life, there's something about kids. They stress you out. They change your mind, body, and yes, even your spirit can be changed by them for the good, bad, or the ugly. But you see, I want you to realize how important you are, how vital you are to this world. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And I know we say that. And I know we think that once in a blue moon when it kind of sort of makes sense. But then when real life happens, we're like, yeah, whatever. I'm just going to be mad at myself, or I can't do this, or I can't lose weight, or I can't live the, you know, life that I really want. Do you find yourself reverting back to unhealthy choices even when you know better? If so, it's time to restart and retrain your mind and body towards healthier habits. You, my friend, you've got what it takes, but you have to be willing to go in for the long haul. Even though it's summertime, you can still live healthy. Now, I do think we'll have different challenges than we do, you know, during the school year, but that should not stop you from doing what you desire for your mind and body. So let me ask you this. Are you feeling stuck in old habits and unhealthy routines? Maybe, like for me, root beer floats. Okay, it hasn't been root beer floats lately. What it's been is, well, just convenience, honestly, and lack of sleep. That's where I fall short. Seriously. I mean, come on. This is O Dark 100 right now. I'm talking to you. I should be sleeping. But I had to stay up and paint. I didn't have to, but my schedule dictated that I needed to. And that is by choice, right? It is by choice I'm doing this. So I really only have myself to answer to, right? Well, let me ask you this too. Would you rather hide out in the house than go to the neighborhood pool? I say the neighborhood pool because at the beach, we can get lost and a lot of people, well, they don't really know you. So you can kind of hide out there. But the neighborhood pool, oh no, the neighbors are around. You got people looking and you're like, I do not want to wear what I think I should be wearing. Because number one, I'm going to feel bad. And that doesn't mean, I'm not saying that you're overweight. You could be like, I need to put on some weight actually with some muscle because I'm losing it. You know, we all have our own vices when it comes to healthy living. We do. We don't talk about them because we bury them. Now, I want you to look at things a little bit differently. There are times in life when you are more aware of your health. And I believe during the summer, you most definitely are. But whatever season you're in right now, don't let that bother you one way or another. I want you to restart and retrain. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Restart and retrain. Because what really matters is you. That's what matters. It's not about you going to buy all these different diets out there. Do you know? I mean, one of these days I'm going to have to pull how many diets there are out there. How many different ways you can quote unquote lose weight. How many different ways you can strength train. Do you know how many different ways I have been trained, from yoga to Pilates to literally old fashioned barbell? Okay. Yeah. Or let's go even more old fashioned. We're just going to do sit-ups. Oh, ow, hurt my neck. And push-ups. Yeah. Shoulders gone, out the door. Does not work for me. When you look at all of that, right? We know the basics. We know what it takes to lose the weight, right? We've got to figure out what is the healthy part of it. Well, maybe in order to figure out that and to commit to that, we have to know what's unhealthy. What are we not doing for our body? Because my friend, you are worth the time and energy for yourself. So don't mess around. Let's jump in today. Let's look at some ways you can restart and retrain your mind and body. Number one, create a healthy living plan. First, you need to take time to analyze your current habits and pinpoint what needs to change. You already know my problem. I'm talking to you early in the morning. I should be sleeping right now, but I'm not. By choice, I'm not giving this an excuse. I do have a problem, and I'm admitting it now. Actually, I've admitted it. I don't know. It seems like I've been admitting it for a long time. Part of it is, yeah, it does sort of run in the family, seriously. We all like to stay up late. We are night owls, but I'm also a morning gal. So for me, I just don't get enough sleep. So my sleeping time is usually 4 to 6 hours. That is not good. And really my sweet spot is 6.5 to 7.25. Seriously, I kid you not. Now, if I can sleep 6.5 without waking up at all, man, I am on fire. If I wake up a couple times, that 7.25, maybe pushing 7.5 is better, okay? What is it for you? Now, I know they say 8 to 9 hours. And as you get older, you need more. Okay, when we're young, we need more. You know, my grandson right now, praise the Lord, he sleeps 12 hours. I know. I never had a child that did this. Never. Of course, I never will anymore either because I'm done having kids. Huh? But I can borrow some, call my grandchildren. So that'll be fun. So technically, I guess I do have one that has slept now 12 hours a day. But let me tell you, or not a day, at night. He takes a good nap though. I mean, he's down like 2 to 3 hours depending on what we're doing during the whole process. So anyway, when you look at your season, when you look at what's happening, create that healthy living plan for you, right? Maybe you need to cut back on processed food. Maybe you need to not record so early in the morning and skip a day. Oh, wait, I still probably will still come and record. I could just send it out later, right? It's still post, but you see, I feel guilty. Okay, do you feel guilty when I'm not there? Who has the problem here? Probably not you, it's probably me. You see, talk about mindset. It's ridiculous. We get in our own heads, and this is what happens, and we wonder why we can't get on a routine. Habits are a positive thing. Why? Because we don't have to give a lot of thought to it. And in all honesty, if we have to overthink something, that means we're probably not going to do it. It confuses the mind. The mind does not want to be confused. It likes habits. We thrive on habits. Okay, that's a good thing, but it's also a very bad thing. So create a healthy living plan that really outlines specific goals and an actionable plan. What works? And for me, I've got to look at this at a season. And for me right now, a season is like every week. I kid you not. That's just how my schedule is. I'm about ready to have contractors and workers in my home to take care of all of our water issues. Now that is going to be a huge stressor off of me because I've been dealing with this for a very long time. And so I will be able to heal my body because we're going to get some of the junk that's been around out of there. And it's a long story, and I will share with you later as we go through the process, but that's going to be happening. So I know for me, my seasons right now literally are like week by week. That's just how they are because it changes so frequently. Now, when we get back and the kids get back more into a routine come August, September, that might change things. But guess what? We have a new grandbaby coming along. So that means, oh, my fall is going to be a little bit disturbed. And then maybe I'll have a house put back together and then we're the holidays. So you see how crazy it can be, but I'm not freaking out and neither should you. Just look at what you need for the time period that you need it for. If it's 4 days, then go for 4 days and don't freak out about it. If it's 2 months, great, go for 2 months. Or you may say, Christine, I just need to go day by day. Great, go day by day. But I will say this, make sure you have an idea of at least 7 days. So you're just kind of, you know where you're going, because if you have to go to the grocery store every single day, you know, that's going to get ridiculous. You're going to get exhausted and you're going to be like, this is not sustainable. So create a healthy living plan. Yes, that is sustainable. Number two, those realistic goals need to be set. Come on, let's be real. Now we say this, I want you to be so specific you cannot fail. I'm saying if you think you can only lose a pound and that's your goal, then you need to say, I want to lose a pound and you're going to keep it off. So when you lose a pound a week, and that's a good goal, okay? Seriously, a pound a week, especially as you get older, then that means 4 pounds in a month. I know you're saying that's not really a lot. No, but what about this? If you can keep your inflammation down, okay, your body's not reacting, you can keep your cortisol on check, okay? You keep it lower. You keep your blood glucose level, right? Maybe you need to use a CGM. A continuous glucose monitor. Maybe you have used them. They're out there. They're all the rage for a lot of people. I know I have personally used them. I love them. I'm actually putting a new one in on me when I head back home. I just didn't want to have it, and I was in the middle of changing things, so I said, nope, we're going to leave it off for a couple days, and it's okay to do that. Again, it's your season, right? It's going back to making that healthy plan. What does it look like? So set those realistic goals. Maybe it's, okay, I'm going to lose a pound and I'm going to keep it off. So when that 4 pounds at the end of the month are gone, they're gone. It's not, oh, wait, I'm going to drop 3 and gain back 2 in a week because it was really just inflammation. Then you eat something and it's like you gain it back or you get bloated. No, it's you lose it. You really lose it. You want your fat cells to shrink, all right? And if you're building muscle, guess what? You're going to have to tear it down in order to build it up. And that hurts sometimes. And you're going to have sore muscles. So you're going to have to work on stretching more. Got to get rid of that lactic acid in there. You don't want that buildup, right? You've got to stay hydrated. So what are those realistic goals? If you're strength training and you're doing a lot of lifting, you better be taking in a lot of water and good solid protein. All right, so what is it for you? Number three, make better choices. Breaking old habits and forming new ones, they're challenging, but it's crucial to be mindful of your choices. So when you go to the refrigerator, number one, have healthy food choices there. If you need a quick grab and you don't want to prep, then go buy food that's already done. If you're a carrot eater and celery eater, and you want some fruit too, and you don't have time to cut it up, then guess what? Buy it already cut up. I am dead serious. Because that's setting yourself up for what? Success. And that's what you deserve is success, right? So choose those healthier foods. Make time to exercise. Right now, it's summertime. Go for a walk every day. Drag your spouse if you're married. Drag your child if you have one. Drag your dog. Your dog will love you more. Right? Plus your dog will settle down. Make it fun. If it's hot outside, then go run through the sprinkler and then go for your walk. Seriously, right? Find healthy alternatives to your old habits. Sometimes we got to look for it, right? It's not just going to show up on our radar. We've got to be in search of. Number four, be accountable. Talk to someone who you know, like, and trust, who's a confidant, and who you know, number one, is going to support you regardless if you succeed or fail. Okay. You've got to have somebody who's got your back. Dead serious. So when you have someone who's got your back, who's going to hold you accountable for your actions, it's easier to stay committed to your healthy living plan. It's easier to stay committed to you. And let me tell you this, it may not be your spouse. I'm serious. Okay. I know that comes as a surprise, but sometimes we need to leave our spouse out of the healthy part of our lifestyle right now. Okay. Now, if they are all in healthy and you're all out unhealthy, then maybe they can assist, but you've got to really make sure they understand you, because sometimes our spouses, they mean well, but it can hurt deeper. One comment can derail everything. And man, all those old habits, oh, they are waiting right there, ready to take action. You don't want that. You want your new habits to take action. All right. So find someone you know, like, and trust that can be your confidant, that can cheer you on whether you succeed or fail on a daily basis. And finally, number five, you got to cheer yourself on. Celebrate the small things, your small milestones. That 1 pound is huge. Drinking, 2 liters of water a day. That is fabulous. If you do that for a whole month, you're going to change your body. You're going to feel better. You're going to sleep better. I am serious. Start drinking 2 liters of water. Okay, not all at one time, but gradually rank yourself up, right? Get yourself going. Add about 8 to 12 to 16 ounces more a day, depending upon your bladder. Some people just cannot handle it, and that's fine. Your bladder will adjust over time, but you've got to give it time. It might be a week, week and a half, 2 weeks, depending upon just your body. So if you want to have more hydration, then do it and get to 2 liters. And if you hold that steady for 1 month and that's all you do, oh my goodness, you are going to change your life. Seriously, you're going to feel better. You're going to eat healthy because you feel better. You're going to be getting rid of a lot of your toxins in your body because your body is going to be hydrated. So when you're sleeping at night, it can do its restoration. It can do its healing that needs to happen because you're giving your cells water, right? We need our H2O. So celebrate those milestones. Maybe you need to start changing what you eat. So you're trying new recipes. I have a good friend who's doing that right now and she loves it. She's cooking with new things. It's wonderful. She lights up. It's something different. And her kids, they're older. Her husband, he's all in support and they're enjoying and trying new foods. So if that's you, maybe you're just kind of getting tired of the same old, well, find some recipes online. You don't even have to spend money. Google them, search them out, read them. Now, if you like to have a book or you want to get a recipe book online, then do that if that is what works for you. But again, this is for you. You're not doing it for your spouse. You're not doing it for your kids. This is about you, what you need to be a living legacy. Restart and retrain your mind and body. You're worth it, right? It's essential to living. And it's never too late, my friend, to make healthier choices and form new habits that benefit your health and well-being. You got this. But let me tell you this, you do have to be willing to do what's necessary. And sometimes that means you got to make the hard choice. So what can you do this season? Right now, what can you do? For me, I already told you, I got to start working on my sleep, which I think will start. Got to get this house painted. We're almost there. And so that will help. We got to get the project started on, okay, at our house. When I know that's happening, then that's going to take off some of the stress load. It's going to lower my cortisol. Things are going to be in motion and I will know at least we're starting here and approximately ending here. I'm excited about it. Then I can handle some other things that are stressing me out. I can change that and I can control it, control my schedule a little bit more. And then guess what? I get to relax more. Because if my body's always fighting all the time, like it's on edge, which a lot of us are living that way, and not necessarily by choice, but because we just have so much going on, I get it. I'm there right with you. But at some point, I don't want you to have to wait till you actually break and you end up at the hospital. You got to start now. The little things matter. You matter. So what can you do this season? What are you willing to commit to? All right, I'm going to work on my sleep. I'm going to have my CGM started again because I was kind of laxing on it for about a month. And it really does help me. I really do like that. If you want more information, maybe we'll do a whole segment. We could do, oh my goodness, we could talk about that forever. But regardless, that's the continuous glucose monitors. Regardless of that, what you need right now that you can do right now. That doesn't mean you have to go out and purchase something unless you're going to go purchase, you know, food that you want or whatever. That's a different conversation. But what can you do this season? And then believe in yourself, right? If you don't, no one else will. I'm serious. You got to motivate yourself within. That means you got to say, I got this because I matter. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.